Hello, it's the 2nd of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A meeting of the Bedford Schools Forum heard that Bedford Borough does not have enough resources in the budget to provide primary school students with free school meals. Five English councils, London and Wales, intend to fund this provision for a year, with London contributing £130 million. The Borough Council only has £60 million in reserves. Councillor Michael Headley, portfolio holder for finance, explained that a lot of these reserves are there for specific purposes. It's not money that we have just lying around. He added that the priority has been to provide vulnerable families with shopping vouchers during school holidays so that there is no break in food security as a result of the cost of living. Two Cranfield University former RAF hangars built in 1936 to service the World War II fighting effort will receive an energy efficiency upgrade that will decrease the building's heating demand by 75%. The hangars are now used for the purpose of maintenance and research. Parcels imported from America containing £50,000 worth of cannabis were intercepted by the UK Border Force working with local detectives. The boxes were shipped to several different addresses across South Bedfordshire, eventually picked up by 36-year-old Ashley Lewin, who was described as living a lavish lifestyle. Lewin pleaded guilty to a number of drug-related charges and will spend the next 2 years behind bars. The Barley Mow Bar on Bromham Road in Bedford is set to reopen later this month under new management, with a plan to continue the tradition as the oldest LGBTQ plus space in the nation. The news has excited former patrons who have praised the vision of the new owners. That's it for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.